From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama will make an historic visit to Cuba next month. The president will raise human rights issues and meet with dissidents seeking to support basic universal values when he visits Havana. Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes said the two-day visit marks the latest wave in a sea change of U.S. policy toward the communist-led island.
We see it as a means of pushing forward this normalization process, trying to achieve a greater opening between the United States and Cuba commercially, but also supporting and advancing the values that we care about.
In Havana, Josefina Vidal of the Cuban Foreign Ministry said the visit represents a step forward in the relations between Washington and Havana.
President Obama's visit to Cuba will be also an occasion to ratify Cuba's willingness to continue advancing in the construction of a new relationship based on the respect to the principles of international law and the proclamation of Latin America and the Caribbean as a zone of peace.
Obama said Thursday that his trip would seek to advance bilateral ties and efforts that can improve the lives of the Cuban people. The polls have now closed in Uganda, and vote counting has begun after millions of voters cast ballots Thursday for president, parliament, and local government seats. Incumbent President Yoweri Museveni faces competition from seven other candidates. More than 15 million people are registered to vote in the presidential and parliamentary elections. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.